Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong?
What if I told you that all the things you believe to be possible, impossible, are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is.
It is so much more complicated,
fascinating, and above all, terrifying. We are at the fringes of the map.
And there's more than just dragons.
Mr. Green drops the gun, it just clatters to the ground, and he grabs your head and he looks you dead in the face, obviously checking to see if any grime got anywhere on your face. All right, kid. I'm really sorry, kid, but we're going to have to open these doors again. All right?
You're right. Yeah, I know.
Now, what we're going to do is you're going to sit on my shoulders when I open the door so you can get out onto the 21st floor, all right?
Yep.
When you get out, you grab that fucking dog, you run, and you do not look back. Take the stairs. Don't take an elevator.
Okay.
He wedges his hands in the door as much as he can, and he says, all right, 3, 2, 1. Mr. Green forces the doors open. The security guard and the nurse, what's left of the nurse, her body is disfigured and destroyed, but there's solid glime beneath that skin. Both of them spew into the elevator. Luckily, they quite clearly were prepared, waiting for this to happen. But because Mr. Green is standing up and you're on his shoulders, it just kind of splashes around his feet. Neither of you are in danger of getting glime in your mouth or anything like that. Get out of here, girl! Get out of here!
I climb.
Pepper is right there. She keeps barking as you get up. You just grab her lead and take her with you.
Yeah.
Mr. Green, you can see him past you is trying to scramble out, but you can hear that he's struggling with the two people. If you look back at him halfway out of the elevator, he looks at you and says, go, go, go!
I go.
You sprint for the stairs,
mm-hmm.
Burst open the stairs. You can see the stairwell spiraling down, and you sprint down to the lobby.
Yep.
It takes a little while because you're on the 20th fucking floor, Jesus. 21st floor. But you, and then also Pepper can only go so fast. But eventually, you burst out sweating red in the face into the foyer. There's a couple of receptionists working behind the desk. One of them looks over to you at your sweaty red face.
The people on level 20 are in trouble.
What do you mean?
They've started shooting.
Shooting? The receptionists start looking at each other. One of them picks up a phone, dials a number into it. Yes, hello? You still standing by the stairs or do you want to walk into the foyer proper?
Walk into the foyer.
Yes. Okay. Yes? I see. Okay. So we had the girl here. She said that there was right. Okay. The receptionist seems to calm down a little bit. I was just talking to security. The man said that there was, it was not shooting. It was, some plates were breaking. I'm so sorry that you were so panicked by this. The security guard said that they are coming down now. Are you okay? You look scared.
I saw them shoot.
No. You must be mistaken. It was just plates.
Please don't tell them I was here. And then I run.
All right, you turn around and run. You burst out of running through the giant Donald Duck mouth. You burst into that park area. You can see You know that if you head off to the west, you'll hit Main Street, USA. You are currently in Discovery Land, which is kind of the greenest part of the park. It's got a theme of discovery, of like the Amazon, places where there are still things to be found. You can see a big dome to the north.
Where do I think Dad would be? Because he's not drinking glime.
No, he's definitely not touching glime.
Where do I think Dad would be?
You don't know.
Where did he say he was going somewhere?
No, he did not know.
Oh, no. Just a little lost girl in a big park.
Yeah.
Can't even speak French.
I have no idea where anyone is.
Nope.
Well, then there's probably no harm in me going on a roller coaster.
Where are you going?
I don't know where anyone is. So
your plan is to, well, you can see there's a big, you can see the two big loop-de-loops. And as you're looking at it, you see, whoa, some people go through the loop-de-loops.
I'll go on a loop-de-loop.
All right.
I'll walk around until I see something with a line that's kind of short.
You go over to Les Mysteries du Nautilus, which is the one that you saw just then. It's a nautical-themed roller coaster. You probably wouldn't get the literary reference, but it's absolutely Moby Dick.
I absolutely do not get the literary reference.
It's a big white whale, statue of a big white whale at the entrance.
Weird, they didn't paint it.
As you're walking in, you can see a bunch of people in line are all drinking glime, either out of cans or out of concession cups.
Mm-hmm. How's Pepper doing?
Pepper's just sitting patiently in line with you. I forgot you had Pepper. A staff member comes over in like a Donald Duck costume. A Donald Duck costume. And says, I am so sorry, but the dog cannot go on the ride.
Where does she go then?
I don't think we normally allow...
We've got some lockers for them.
I don't think we normally allow dogs in the park. Where did you come from?
America.
Oh, poor honey, please come with me. We will find your parents.
No, it's okay. No, thank you. Thank you, though.
Well, you cannot get on the ride with the dog.
That's okay. We'll just walk around.
Okay, then.
Have you seen other kids like me?
What do you mean like you? Like American?
Yeah.
Well, there is many American children. Do they look like you?
One of them's my brother. Have you seen a bunch of kids in little scout uniforms?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Ah, yes, in scout uniforms, like the Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some of them, they were in line for Space Mountain. She points over at the big dome.
Thank you so much.
No worries, she says.
Okay, I'm off to Space Mountain.
You see, the boys are in line, but they're like way further along in line.
Yeah, I just walk up to them.
As you're walking through the line, a bunch of people aren't pleased by that. One, we'll say an adult says, little lady, are you lost?
Yeah. I'm looking for my family.
That is a subterfuge manipulation. One dice. Not a chance either. I'm sorry, lady. There's no cuts in line.
I'm not cutting. I'm trying to find my brother.
I'm sorry, lady. You maybe just want to wait until he gets off the ride.
How old is this man?
He's maybe in his 30s. He's got some kids with him.
You can't bully the man. Actually, no, try it. Try bully the man.
I look at him like... Are his kids the same age as me?
They'd be younger. His kids are maybe 7 and 8.
So I'm just meant to not have my dad, even though you get your kids?
What a fucked thing for a 13-year-old to say.
What is it? Well, you have kids. I should be able to have a dad. That makes sense.
Lady, if your dad... lady. Little girl. Little girl, if your dad left you behind, maybe he's just a bad dad. You can wait by the exit.
I look at his children. You've got a bad dad.
Do you say that and then walk away?
Yeah.
All right.
Further into the line.
Do you try to walk past him?
Yeah.
All right. You try to walk. Well, you do walk past him.
What's he going
to
do? Hit a kid?
He calls over for a member of staff.
Okay.
You reach the boys.
There you are. I've been looking for you.
Hey.
Wow, have you guys been waiting long for this?
Squirrel says, wow, you're covered in glime.
Oh, yeah. God damn, I love glime.
Did you drink glime?
Oh, yeah.
No. All of the boys
what?
Nod.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I thought it'd be bad, and it wasn't that great, but that's all I can think about.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I quite like it. I think I'd like some more.
Yeah, I think as soon as we get off this ride, I'm getting more glime in me.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Hell yeah.
Slap. Everyone gets a slap. Squirrel doesn't get a Squirrel gets a slap. Everyone
Excuse me, young lady. A man in a Mickey Mouse costume is making his way through the line as you're slapping, at the worst possible moment, as you're slapping people. Excuse me, young lady. You can come with me, thank you.
No, thank you.
You can come with me or I will get security and you will come with me.
My family has to come. You have to come with me. You have to come with me.
Yeah, okay. I want to get some glime anyway, so...
You're walking with this employee?
Hey, guy.
Yeah.
Can we stop off for some glime real quick?
No.
No, we cannot stop for glime.
No.
Fine.
He takes you into like not really a back area, but he walks up to a wall that you didn't realize has a door in it. He opens a door and you're let into, obviously, where cast members, as they're called, mm-hmm. are allowed to walk through or used to walk through to get around the park. In there, you can see there's a big sign. There's a building, like a what do you call those movable buildings? They're really like temporary ones. Schools.
Portables?
Sorry?
Portables?
Yeah, there's a portable building there, a portable. And you can see it's written on the side, first aid in several languages, first aid and security.
Can you just call my dad to come get me?
You can wait in the building while I call your father.
I don't want to wait in the building.
You will wait in the building.
I don't think I can wait in the building.
The big Mickey Mouse costume puts his mitted hands on its hips.
Please, can you just call my dad?
I will call your father when you get inside the building.
Okay, and then I can come out?
You will come out eventually.
Please help me. Why aren't you helping me?
Young lady, you have caused quite the ruckus, and I saw you hitting these boys. That's true. Not on.
That's true, she did hit us.
Yeah, but you didn't see why.
There is no correct reason to hit someone.
This man doesn't get it.
Squirrel leans into you and says, can we just move, please?
Okay.
All right. All of you pile into the security office. They've got a little seating area and all of you take a seat there. There's a desked area, and in the desked area, there are a few people, members of security. They're not wearing costumes, obviously. Mm. They're instead wearing... probably just like shorts and polo shirts. And the polo shirts have the little Mickey Mouse three-ear logo or whatever. Three-ear. The three-circle logo on it.
Okay.
What happened to you anyway?
Did you see that woman who was in the first aid office?
I don't think I did. No.
Oh, okay. Well, there was a woman in the first aid office.
Okay.
And when I went there, Pepper started going off. Like, Pepper started barking so much. And then I saw that she was drinking glime. And so I did not go in. And I went up
to my
room.
Pepper was drinking glime?
No, Pepper went off because I saw that the woman was drinking glime.
Oh, God, I want some glime.
No, 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 because then I got up to my room and then you guys weren't even there. So then I was like, oh, I don't know what I'll do. And then the lady came out of the elevator and she started coming towards me mm-hmm. and she was moving real crazy like and uh-huh. she was doing really, really weird. So I shut the door and then she knocked on the door and said room service. And I was like, no, thank you. And then she unlocked the door and started attacking me. And she tried to start spewing glime into my mouth.
What?
Yeah. And then Pepper started attacking her and then she started attacking me. And then I shoved her head in a pillow and then I went into the elevator and then she was like trying to chase me. And then I locked myself in the elevator and like stopped the elevator and like caught because someone had pressed all the buttons in the elevator. So then I was stuck.
God damn it. You.
what you say? Oh, that was me. Yeah. All right.
I have a moment of like in the middle of talking like, oh my God, I have more reason to kill now. Anyway, I'll deal with you later.
Are you talking to your brother or
no,
you?
No, Hugh.
Oh, okay.
I'll deal with Hugh later. And then Mr. Green came in because he heard that I had called security and then he opened the door and it was in between the two levels and Mr. Green, I like got Pepper out and then Mr. Green came into the elevator because the woman grabbed my legs and he shot her in the face and then she spewed glime into the mouths of the security guards and then they turned into glime people and then they were trying to kill us and then I got out and I don't know about Mr. Green, but he said I had to go and then I got down to reception and I said go because you have to go help because someone's shooting and then they said that they called security and the security said no one's shooting anything, they've just got plates and then I came to find you and now they're going to get security again and I think security is all in on it.
I'm going to be honest with you, I was not listening, I was just thinking about glime.
You can't drink
You're
glime
You're not
anymore.
That obsessed with glime. This is a pretty stressful thing.
Okay, fine. Jesus. Okay, well... Okay, so maybe the Glime is the mind control stuff.
Yeah. Are you wanting Glime right now?
Kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
But you said it wasn't that good.
Yeah, but it's got a certain something.
A je ne sais quoi.
This portable area has a... There's the door that you came in through, the seating area that you are immediately in, and then a desked area. Past the desked area, there is a big, heavy metal door. Mm-hmm. Above the metal door, there is, first off, a sign written in French, which obviously only you, Wilbur, understand. The sign just says, security only, and then there's a big red, like, klaxon light next to it.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, there are windows all around on three of the walls. The wall that has that big, heavy metal door does not have any windows on it. All of these windows have like a grate over them, a metal grate. So there's glass, but then grate beyond. The door that you came in through opens up and two security guards step in. Pepper goes ballistic.
They're glimy.
One of the two security guards stays by the door. The other one walks over to the desk where there's just two other security guards in this room.
There's four in total.
There's four in total, yeah. The one that walked in leans over the desk and he says something in French. Once again, Wilbur, you're the only one who understands.
Mm-hmm.
There is a spill and accident in Adventureland. You are needed in that sector. The two security guards stand up and walk out. The two security guards who were here leave. It's just those other two security guards. As soon as those security guards are out of sight, the two guards turn on you. They both begin vomiting. Let's go to initiative.
Oh, no.
Don't you be tempted by that glime.
The glime, when they puke it up, the glime is a lot thicker, more viscous. It looks. And it also,
it's like concentrate glime.
Yeah, it even smells like a lot more pungent. Mm. You can tell, yeah, this would probably be either concentrate or something similar. It feels like the glime you had is definitely a watered down version of this.
Yeah.
Is that more tempting to you?
Mm, oh, yeah. That's the pure stuff.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Pure glime, baby!
Pure glime!
Oh, wait, who got initiative?
Colby, you're first.
I don't have my fire extinguisher.
You probably had to give it up.
Should we find out if glime's slammable? I grabbed the lighter that I stole off of Hugh.
What do you want to do with that lighter?
Have they vomited on the ground?
It's kind of just coming out of their mouths, nose, and eyes right now. Too? Yeah, you are.
So I just need to be careful.
I mean, you've been on fire before, and you seem to be fine.
Yeah, fire can't affect
me. You probably built up some kind of resistance.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
I'm good at fire. I've clocked fire. I know how it works. Okay, I might just put my hand into my pocket and get ready to start a fire, because I obviously don't want to engage with these people. Is there any, like, swingable weapon I can see?
You look around. There is, in that desk area where security normally sit, there is a series of lockers. Oh, no, you don't speak French. Never mind. You look around. You see no obvious weapons. Wilbur, you see the lockers that say batons.
Wait, baton?
Yeah. Is that the same word in English as well?
Oh, like a baton. Well then. The police have batons.
Sure. All right. Well, then, yeah.
It's not baton. It's just baton.
Okay.
But what's baton in French? Is it baton?
Yeah, isn't it baton everywhere?
I don't know. Is it?
Do we think Colby could work this out?
So in English it's baton, and in French it's baton, but the A has a little
hat.
A little hat. Yeah. Yeah.
Do we think Colby can work that one out?
I can roll for it.
You know what? I will. I will roll for it. Thank you for the suggestion. I'm going to say it's a intelligence resolve check. 4 dice. Yeah. You take one look at that and you're like, well, that's just an A with a hat. That's baton.
That's baton, baby. I lunge for the batons.
To get around one of the security guards, you're going to need to jump over a desk. No. You trip and boom, face plant on the other side of the desk.
Mon cher le merde.
You take 1 point of bashing damage, and now you have a -1 to all actions. You can still get up and make your way, and you can continue to make your way, but you can't get to the batons this turn. That okay?
Yeah, I'll scramble.
It's Ralph's turn. Ralph kind of is freaking out as they start drooling the glime. Mm-hmm. He picks up a chair and just kind of uses it as a, he's obviously trying to use it as like a shield.
Like a lion tamer. That's
clever.
Yeah. Harry picks up a chair and it looks like he's about to copy the action. But then both of you see he kind of like, he's holding the chair in his hands and he thinks to himself, he's kind of like considering something. And then he says, batter up. And he tries swinging the chair at the nearest security guard, the one in front of the door. He strikes the security guard, knocking him back a little bit. And then you can see Harry's kind of using the chair to half try to pin him to the wall and to the door. And then Wilbur, it's your turn.
I might also try and go for the batons, because I understand what they mean. I understand what that word means.
Baton? That's batons! You will also need to make an athletics dexterity check.
Yeah, I think I am athletic and dexterous.
You have nothing in athletics, but you have 3 points of dexterity.
Okay.
It's 2 dice. Do you want to use willpower?
Yeah, use some willpower.
Just barely, you are able to leap over the desk. It looks for a brief moment like you're about to face plant. Right, you can see in like the bit of glime that she was still covered in, you can see a face mark on the floor that you nearly put, you nearly plant your face into, but you manage to avoid it and you get to the batons. Mm-hmm. You rattle the cage. It's not open. It's locked. Would you like to try and force it open?
Well, I would like to open up my Swiss Army knife and use my prize possession merit to get me some sort of bonus or something.
I will make it a larceny dexterity check, 2 plus 3, and then for your prize possession, I'll give you another +1 for a total of 6.
Yep, and I also have quick draw. Is that... I also know karate?
Yes.
Oh, I know. I only have the evasion of karate.
Oh, 1 success. Thankfully, it's just enough because it's a cheap locker. They're not going to secure it very well. Well, they frankly should be securing it better anyway. You jimmy and you half jimmy, half pick the lock. You open the locker and you can see inside there's 3 lockers. In this one, you can see hanging on the back wall, there are 2 long black metal batons.
Yep.
At the end of both of them, you can see there are little metal prongs.
Okay. So Colby's right next to me, I'm assuming, right?
She's just behind you.
On the ground, yeah. All right, well, I grab those 2 and hand 1 to Colby and keep 1 for myself.
All right, that's a lot.
Is there anything else in the locker?
Not in this one, no.
Okay.
There's a top part and a bottom part to the locker, though. You haven't unlocked the bottom part. Uh-huh. The top part is quite long, but the bottom part is very squat.
Yeah.
About half the length.
Okay.
When you hold the baton in your hand, you realize it's kind of hidden a little bit because it's the same color as the baton itself. But where you hold it, there's a little button.
Okay. I pull the button. Yeah.
Oh, they're cattle prods.
Goody.
It's the security guard's turn. The security guard that Harry is pinning up against the wall vomits glime onto him. He needs to make a dexterity check.
Close your holes, Harry.
He turns his face to one side and just gets covered in glime. The glime just goes down his shirt. Ew, he says. Then the other one that's kind of standing in the middle of the room, we'll say, turns to the two of you, Wilbur and Colby, mm-hmm. and he can see a threat. He knows a threat when he sees one. He makes his way over to Colby, and then he tries to grab and vomit at you. Oh, very lucky. Very lucky. Colby, you, let's say, duck underneath one of the desks, and the glime splatters onto the top of the desk. All right, then it is Squirrel's turn. Ha, 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 ha. He takes another suck. What's he got? He's got nothing. What a loser. Squirrel, you can see Colby. Squirrel runs up behind the security guard that tried to glime onto you, and you can see he's got a fountain pen that he's picked up from a desk, and he tries to stab the security guard in the back.
Uh-huh.
He is unable to do so,
that
though.
Makes sense, yeah.
And then it is Hugh's turn. Hugh starts rummaging around in his, he takes his backpack out, starts rummaging around in it, and comes out with a can of bug spray. He pops the lid off that.
Oh, yeah.
Takes a lighter out, and then the one that Harry has pinned up against the wall, he says, "Taste some of this!" When the flames touch the security guard, it explodes. It's like the glime is made out of gasoline.
Oh, my God.
The security guard goes up in flames immediately. Harry needs to let go of the chair, otherwise he will also go up in flames. Jesus, Harry says as he's backing up. Whoa, Hugh says. Both of you looking, Hugh looks back at the two of you, and you can see it's like the flames reflected in Hugh's eyes. Something's been unlocked. you don't like what that is.
Oh, but it is helpful for us.
Yeah, I think Hugh's become an asset now.
Yeah.
It's been such a liability until now. Then it is Colby, your turn.
Can I have a look around for cans of any other sort of
spray?
Well,
you got a prod.
I mean, I got a prod, but the other one looks good. No, I'll be happy with my prod.
All right.
I prod to the nearest glime ball.
You shock the security guard. The electricity, you could almost see the electricity jolt up him through the glime. Unfortunately, does not set off the glime. It looks like it needs flames. Mm. But the security guard does jerk. No matter how much glime that is in them, it seems to still affect them like it would affect any normal human being. And the security guard tumbles over backwards, hits the ground, and convulses a few times. That was Colby. Ralph. I'm Ralph. Ralph runs over to that security guard, puts the chair down on top of him, puts all of his weight, and then looks over at Hugh and screams, "Hugh, get over here! Get over here with the flames!" He starts pointing down at the security guard that he's trying to pin to the ground. Mm-hmm. It's Harry. Harry takes the chair he had and also pins the security guard, or tries to pin the security guard to the ground. Wilbur, it's your turn.
I run up and just zap him while he's down. I just keep zapping him.
Unfortunately, you miss. How embarrassing. You try to hit them with the cattle prod, but you hit the chair instead. Thankfully, yeah. Harry and Ralph are both holding the chair in such a way they wouldn't get shocked.
Mm-hmm.
It's the security guard's turn. They try to force their way out of the chairs. All right. They are stronger than Ralph or Harry, but not Ralph and Harry.
Yeah.
So they lift themselves up a little bit, but then fall back down. Mm-hmm. The security guard hits their radio, leans into it, and just... out of the radio, you hear...
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. That's not funny anymore.
Then it is Squirrel's turn. Squirrel kneels down with the pen and starts stabbing it, trying to stab into their head.
Mm-hmm.
He can't. he tries, but he can't.
Yeah.
Hugh steps up. Get out of the way. Get out of the way, he says. He, with so much excitement, bathes the security guard in flames. He immediately goes up. Everyone backs off as the writhing mass of glime and flames slowly stops squirming and burns out. As that happens, you see several security guards walking their way. No, sorry, not security guard. Well, one security guard and then a bunch of people in mascot costumes walking past that window. As they walk past, all of them look in and look in at you. You can see out of the mascot mouths, glime is drooling down. They get to the door.
I want to give that mouse a kiss.
The door is locked. The security guard there starts fumbling with some keys.
Yep.
Harry looks around and says, we got to get out of here.
Mm.
There's one other door.
Well, I say, hey, Hugh, how many lighters do you have?
Hugh starts fumbling around, patting himself down. He comes up with one lighter in each sock.
Mm-hmm.
A lighter in one of his pockets, and then he didn't have his uniform. He sometimes tucks a lighter in there. Why not?
Do you have his lighter from before, Colby? Yep. The HM?
Yeah, you'd have four lighters in total then.
Okay, so
he has one in each sock.
Yep.
He had, sorry, when I said one in his pocket, that was the one that he was using. Yeah.
Yep.
So you have one, Colby. He had the one he was using plus another two. Yeah. Yeah.
Give me one of them. Give me one of those lighters. And also give one to, not Squirrel. He's a dork.
Harry,
probably the
baseball. Yeah.
Harry rummages around. Oh, no. Harry taps one of the other lockers and says, can you get me another one of them batons?
I could certainly try.
All right. Give the lighter to Ralph, I reckon.
Okie dokie.
Ralph takes the other lighter. While you're trying to jimmy open that door,
mm-hmm.
What's the plan?
Well, I say as I'm jimmying open the door, let's run away.
There's the other.
And try and find Dad. Dad will know what to do.
Dad will fix it.
There's that heavy metal door that you could try.
Yeah.
Can you look for cleaning supplies?
Sure. I scan the room.
Picking the lock.
Yeah, I'm picking the lock. Yeah. Well, there wouldn't be a. It's probably not likely going to be a sign saying cleaning supplies. It'll just be under the sink.
True. Okay, I'm going to go look for cleaning supplies. I'm just wanting to find.
While you're doing that, Squirrel opens that heavy metal door.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lock on the other side. We can lock ourselves in.
Cool. Let's do that.
You open it up
yep.
and get another cattle prod for Harry, who mm-hmm. he holds it in two hands like a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. That is cool. Cool guy where to hold it. I also start holding it like that because I think it's cool.
All right.
I don't because I think it's embarrassing to do what someone else does.
Colby, you need to make an investigation wits check. That's three dice. You find it's a security room with some first aid stuff. There's no cleaning supplies. As soon as you pull out a big plastic container filled with first aid stuff, the doors start opening. Ooh. We gotta go, says Squirrel.
Okay, I start running.
Yeah, let's just jump, run in, get in that metal door and close it behind us.
All right. The door closes heavily shut behind you,
yep.
and Squirrel latches a big, heavy metal bolt on your side. You can hear boom, 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 boom on the other side of the door. It's just darkness. You can tell that you're on a set of stairs, mm-hmm. but it's just darkness. Then a set of lights automatically turn on, mm-hmm. heading down.
Well,
down we go.
I guess so.